Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, and it's time to speak to Conor Campbell, who's a financial analyst at Spreadex. How are you today, Conor?
Very good, thank you.
Right, we've got the FTSE knocking on heaven's door, highest level ever, around 7,100, and cable in hell.
Yeah, no, it's sort of been the ultimate divergence between the two, really. You've seen that trend since the Brexit referendum, but it's sort of cemented now into, you know, all-time highs and, you know, X amount of year lows. I think it'll be interesting to see if that can change before the end of the year. And I think in terms of the FTSE, it'll be interesting to see how far the pound has to fall before the FTSE stops seeing it as a good thing and it potentially starts to drag the FTSE back from those highs. Obviously, that's complicated by the fact that, you know, it's going to be difficult for the FTSE to justify remaining at those highs in the, you know, coming months. So it's not going to take much, I think, to sort of knock the FTSE off its perch, really. One piece of bad data and it could tumble.
Right, and we've got this really hard Brexit line coming through now.
Exactly, you know, that's dominating to an extent. We haven't really seen something dominate since, you know, the first maybe fortnight after the Brexit. And before that, really, something like the Grexit, when that was, you know, all-consuming for a couple of months. It's back to the kind of trading where nothing really matters if it's not to do with the Brexit or to a lesser extent the US election, which obviously that's going to gain more prominence in the coming weeks. But we are stuck in sort of nuanceless trading where it's Brexit or nothing in terms of what investors are interested in.
Let's have a look at the charts then on cable to start off with.
Yeah, obviously it looks pretty horrific. Last week was, you know, awful. There's not really another way to put it for cable. But like last week, our clients are still sort of desperately fishing about for the bottom. We've still seen the dominant trend from our clients has been buying, you know, first below that 1.24 mark, this morning below that 1.23 mark. I think just trying to sort of second guess where cable's going to hit rock bottom and potentially bounce back. You know, last week, I think there wasn't much luck in that area. Potentially this week. Again, though, it's difficult. I think our clients are sort of caught between, you know, potentially selling and then being caught out if it bounces quite sharply back, which could happen once sort of perhaps the news cycle has got the hard Brexit line out of its system, maybe. And you could see it bounce back as volatility increases dollar-wise as it heads into the election. Of course, at the moment, the dollar seems pretty certain that Trump's going to lose. As the election gets closer and closer, that's, you know, it's likely to become a bit more murky, and that could be when the pound finds some relief. So our clients, I think, just trying to find that kind of bottom where the pound's going to bounce back, however briefly that may be.
We wish them the best of luck. On to the FTSE.
Similar situation, really. Like last week, they've been selling. You know, yesterday we saw really clearly when it hit that 7,100 mark, people closing out their orders and selling at that level. I think they're just looking for even a short-term drop away from that. Again, last week, though, you know, I was saying the same thing, and the FTSE sort of held at that level, held around the 7,050 mark, seems to be where it likes to sit in the last, you know, 7 or 8 days. Whether it can, you know, maintain those highs, it's, you know, last week achingly close to closing at a new high and failed. Yesterday, the same thing. I think the start of this week, there hasn't been a lot of news beyond the hard Brexit line to really push it any higher. So it's sort of lingering at the levels it hit last week. Perhaps towards the end of the week, you've got the Bank of England rate vote. It'll be interesting to see what kind of tone they strike. They were sort of criticised in Theresa May's Tory conference speech. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any reference made to, you know, how they feel about their monetary policy going forwards. Also, it'll be interesting to see if they mention the flash crash last Friday, though I doubt they've got anything concrete to explain what happened there just yet. But like I said, selling at the 7,100 mark, even if it's just for a brief dip away.
I think the index seems to be helped most by the energy stocks, really, with crude above $50. So that's probably the main driver, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. You know, you've got, you know, as long as the pound is remaining at that low and, you know, Brent crude remains at that level, it's likely going to be able to keep at that level. But like I said at the start, I don't think it's going to take a lot to knock it away from that point, however briefly that, you know, dip might be.
Well, let's look at some of the stocks you brought in. Sky,
it's had a, you know, from the chart-wise, a pretty bad year. You know, it hasn't really been able to gain any momentum. Recently, there's been reports that 20th Century Fox, owned by Rupert Murdoch, might put in a bid for Sky. But beyond that, it struggled to really gain any sort of swing upwards. However, you know, its figures have been pretty good. In its full-year figures earlier in the year, I think it saw a 7% rise in revenue. That was just shy of £12 billion. I think that's a record for the company. However, its churn rate, which is the amount of customers not renewing their subscriptions, rose to 11.2%, which I think is... I think Sky likes to keep it capped at 10%, so anything above that is an issue. I think the company did point to an increase in broadband customers for that churn rate, and the TV churn, which I think is perhaps what people might be a bit more concerned about, is stable. Heading into the first quarter figures, I think revenue is expected to rise 5%, which is, you know, similar to what it saw across the full year, but the churn rate again is set to rise. So I think it'll be dependent on what investors sort of latch onto that churn rate, and dependent on how much that rises by or a revenue increase. Our clients have been buying, you know, just shy of that £9 mark, perhaps looking for it to hit the £9.20 mark it was, you know, struck earlier last week. But buying at the £9 mark, I think it perhaps is a stock due for a break upwards, given that its financials are fairly strong and the market's been perhaps a bit unkind to it this year.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the next company, Game Digital, which has not had a best of times.
No, this chart looks horrific, and that doesn't even factor in that I think last December, just before Christmas, it fell 38% in a single session as it warned that its Christmas night might not be as good. It's sort of a classic company plagued by Amazon, really, you know, sort of the media sector, in terms of, you know, things like HMV and Game, and that can't really compete with the prices Amazon has. They've really suffered. Earlier in the year, its half-year figures, I think pre-tax profit fell 32% to £22.5 million. Revenue fell 6% to £549 million. You know, pretty chunky losses. I think for its full year, revenue is expected to, you know, fall 6% to £815 million. I think, given how low it is, it's one of those stocks that it might only take a slight beat on expectations to bounce up somewhat, and I think that's what our clients are looking for. They've been buying just under that 75p mark, I think, because it's so low, and you know there isn't necessarily much room for it to fall lower at the moment, unless it's something truly horrendous, you know, if it warms on the rest of the year. And, you know, like I said, if it can slightly beat those estimates, it might see a bounce upwards. It's got the Christmas period coming up as well, which is a big period for sort of companies that sell games and stuff. I think the PS4 Slim and the Xbox One S and the sort of the increasing availability of virtual reality technology should potentially lead to a strong sort of build up to Christmas for game. However, on the flip side, there's that expectation of a strong Christmas. If later in the year it does report that it's going to have another weak Christmas, it could fall to sort of some pretty scary lows.
That would be the straw that breaks the camel's
back. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Finish up with WH Smith.
Yeah, again, another company played by Amazon, really. You know, the book sector, you know, Amazon's sort of high watermark is cheap books. Again, the interesting thing in WH Smith, it's caught between a really poor high street factor. I think it's third quarter figures, high street fell 3%. And its travel division, which is, you know, stores in train stations, airports, etc., etc., that saw a 9% rise in the third quarter. So there's a really, really big sort of divergence between the two. That they're still there to a 2% rise in group sales. So as long as that travel sector remains as strong as it is, sort of WH Smith can putter on by, really, and sort of eke out some fairly good figures. Full-year figures this week, expected to be a similar situation. Analysts expecting 2% rise in revenue to £1.21 billion. Again, that's going to be driven by the travel sector more than the high street sector. Even though the high street sector isn't doing as badly as it could because of the continued success of sort of adult colouring books and colouring therapy and things like that. So that's sort of keeping the high street sector afloat at the moment. I think what will be interesting is in its August update, it said it'd be in line for expectations, but it didn't really mention the Brexit at all. And given that its dependence on its travel sector, I think it likely will have to in its full year figures on Thursday. The interesting thing is that, you know, any negative effect of a weaker pound, meaning Brits aren't going on holiday as much, is likely to be mitigated by the fact that the weaker pound has drawn so many tourists to the country. I think there were reports this morning suggesting that for the last month, tourists were at an all-time high. I think there's a 4% increase due to the weaker pound. So that could be a boost for WH Smith. So there's likely to be some comment. But our clients buying at the £15 mark, it's all been bouncing between £15 and £16 for the last 3 months. So our clients are fairly confident buying at that £15 mark.
Conor Campbell, financial analyst at Spreadex. Thank you very much for coming
today.
We'll be back after the break.